Blog Talk Radio.
know he's able. Yes, he is. He is able. Somebody needs to know that today. I don't know what you're struggling with. Don't know what you're going through. But I'm here to tell you boldly that he's able. The gospel that I preach says he is able. Listen, moreover, brothers, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach says that he is able to do above anything that you can imagine, anything you can think of. He is able. He, matter of fact, more brother, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand. This gospel is able. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And yes, he is able. Amen. Thank you for that song, Pastor. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 5, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day that we can study God's word together and learn, Father God. We're thankful for those that are listening by internet and those who have called in, Father God. And we're so thankful for our pastor, for his obedience to the Holy Spirit as he teaches the word of God. Bless each and every one, all those who ask us to keep them in prayer, those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. And help them, Father God, to put their trust in you as we all do. Put our trust in you and not lean into our own understanding. And we're thanking you, Father God, for a peace of mind. And we're thanking you for to have the mind of Christ. So help us open up our hearts to receive the word today, Father God, as our pastor teaches. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I truly appreciate that. And listen, brothers and sisters, I declare unto you that God said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And also, he mean it, too. He means it. He means just that. He wants you to have the mind of Christ. We're talking about, and we won't conclude anything. We'll just be led by the Spirit of God. God having us on fellowship and relationship. And if you're going to have fellowship, you got to first have friendship. And then friendships make the fellowship, and fellowship makes the relationship. So we're talking about the relationship part now. We've dealt a little bit with friendship. We've dealt a little bit with fellowship. We're dealing a little bit more with the relationship. And for those that may not have been here with us, fellowship is sort of like compassion, companionship. It's company. It's somebody to have the same interest. You know, they sort of like friendship. They say have the same harmony, the same agreement. They have that oneness as well. They have that unity. You know, I told you all the other day, the Lord showed me what it means, communion. And when I broke that down, man, that was awesome. But anyway, when you have fellowship, you have unity, okay? And when you put that together with relationship, and let me tell you what, this word relationship, it go beyond romantic and stuff. It needs to intertwine in such a way that you're one. You're tied together. One can't get away from the other. You're tied. It's a union.
Yeah.
That's what God did for us through the resurrection. He made sure we have friendship. He made sure we have relationship. The fact of the state of having something in common. So he made sure that we could have the mind of Christ. So we could. See, without that, you wouldn't have a relationship. See, without the resurrection, you wouldn't have relationship. We got to have the same thing in common. That's what I was telling you in Colossians 3. On yesterday, we were talking about Colossians 3. Listen, brothers and sisters. If you be risen with Christ, you seek those things above where Christ sits. That's what you do. That's relationship. Why? Because you have something in common. Well, what we got in common? If you got Christ, and you've been crucified. Listen, dear heart, you have the same thing in common. Galatians 2:20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me." See, we got that in common. That's what relationship is about. And the life which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by faith. That's what we have in common, because Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And see, anyone that have the same thing in common, you lay your life down for your friend, for your fellow man.
Yeah.
You got to have that in common. You know, I like what he said over there, and I think it was Romans 6:6, where he talked about knowing that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We don't live like that. We're not serving the things of the world.
Amen.
Yeah. And you got to think about it like this. Is Christ divided? No. Was Paul crucified for you? No. It was Christ, man. So we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews, and to them it becomes a stumbling block. And unto the Greeks, it's foolishness. But for those that are preaching Christ and him crucified, is life for us. Because we know that he rose on that third day. It ain't no question about it with us.
Amen.
That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:2, he says, "For I'm determined not to know anything among y'all except Jesus Christ and him crucified." That's all you need to know, that I know. I know he was crucified. So if he was crucified, I was crucified with him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we became strong. So we're into a relationship. That's if you've been risen. And I gotta put emphasis there. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. I know some of y'all wondering, well, why is that so important? Because this is what relationship is. See, when you understand relationship from the fact that it's more than things related, but that's a good way to look at it. You have the same things related.
Yeah. Amen.
You have something in common that's related. Like you can't have what they say when you study the phase of the moon and the ocean. The tides, well, I mean, you can see it. It's a relationship there. It's the relationship is just like fish and water, hog and flock, light bulb and light. It's a kinship there. It's something that goes together. It's something that it may be two, but they have the same thing in common.
Yeah, yeah.
Something ties you together. Well, guess what? We're tied together because of righteousness. God made sin, Jesus to be sin for us so we could have his righteousness. He tied us together. Well, I wish y'all could see this relationship. It ain't what we've been taught. Folks been saying, oh, well, you know, you go to church and you do this, you do that, and then you're in a relationship. That's a lie. It gets deeper than that. You got to have a lot in common. You know, you can go to the same building and not have nothing in common. Oh, preacher, yeah. Don't go there. Okay, I'm going to go there today. Yeah, I'm going to go there today. I spare you today. I won't go there. But I want you to know that relationship is bigger than that, brothers and sisters. It's deep. It's what links us together. What links you with Christ? Because you made him your savior? No. Should link you. You should have the same thing in common. So he says in Colossians, if you read that, he says, if ye then be risen with Christ, guess what? You're seeking those things above, which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. That's what you got in common. Your affection is on things above and not on worldly churches. Let me say that one more time for those that maybe thought I didn't say what I said. I'm going to make it real clear for you. You set your affection on things above, on the heavenly choir, not the earthly choir.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make it plain for you. You set your affection on the sanctuary above and not the sanctuary beneath.
Mm-hmm.
You set your affection on Christ that sitteth on the right-hand side of the Father, then some Christ is nailed on a cross on some wood. No, your affection shouldn't be there. Christ is our life. Know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your life should be hidden in Christ, in God. That's where you should be at right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't modified the members of your flesh, modify it. Get away from serving idol gods. I'm just going to get right to the real. Anybody have affection on things on the earth? You don't have a real relationship. The best you got is a fellowship, and your fellowship ain't even with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me go there now. Because, see, your fellowship have to be what the Word of God said it is. That's what it has to be based on. It has to be based on what the Word of God said. Or you don't have enough. You have what is called broken fellowship. See?
Mm-hmm.
But our fellowship is with the Father. How I know that? How do I know our fellowship is with the Father? Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you. In 1 John 1 and 3, it says, that which we have seen and heard from declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son of Jesus Christ. Well, what makes our fellowship different? Because we walk in the light as he's in the light. Can we say that we have fellowship and we still play church and we're not the church? We're walking in darkness. And we lie and do not the truth.
Yeah.
But if we walk in the light and he is in the light, I'm going to say it anyway. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, cleanses us from all sin. So we can stay in fellowship, our relationship with God. See? That's how that works. But if you're not going to have a relationship, you're not going to have it as long as, unless you have fellowship. And once you get fellowship, then you're ready for a relationship.
Amen, amen.
Let me go back to this scripture. I'm just excited about the word of God, brothers and sisters. You know, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and there's no need for it. When God wants to share with you that abundant life, Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That abundant life is in the fellowship, okay? It's in the relationship. Mm-hmm. You're going to make friends with God. Accept his promise. Accept the things he decreed and declared because he wants to be friends. I just love that part. If I don't get to the other part, I love that part. He wants to make friends. You know, when you want to make friends, you offer things. So he offered his son. So anybody want to be friends, here's my son. Come and participate. But then that's the friendship part. See, a lot of people just got friendship. They've never gotten to the fellowship. They're a long way from the fellowship. They just accepted the friendship. You want to be friends with somebody? You know what you do, don't you? You offer them. I mean, I just look at when people move in a neighborhood. They want to show their hospitality, their friendship. And they bake some cookies. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But what God offers us in the fellowship is the new creation, man. Get to that. The new creation. That be our standards of God now. That's a standard. So we can get into the relationship.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
So when we read Romans 3:26, because what he says is that he give us righteousness, which we didn't have before. He gave us that.
Thank you.
Listen, brother, sister, don't ignore that. Stop ignoring that. You have it. And if you have it, claim it. Declare it.
Because
that's part of what you did with God.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Declare that. That I say unto you of his righteousness that this present season that we may himself now just or justified. I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read Romans 3:26. She'll read Romans 3:26.
Okay, Romans 3:26 from the King James. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Amen.
Well, that's the King James Version.
Yes. Romans
3:26. It says that have faith in Jesus. I mean, you're trusting in him. But let me share something else. That's the same thing, brothers and sisters. Let me be clear with that. That's the same thing. You want to believe. You want to have faith in him. The new creation standard now, since we have this relationship, is 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Read that, Pastor. See, when you understand what relationship is, you're going to understand these scriptures better now because we have the same thing in common, man. That same thing with there's a stronger connection now. Before, all you had was, let me try to put this. All you had was, you had harmony with the friendship. You had agreement. Yes, you had oneness. You had unity. All of that's part of the fellowship. But now that you're not walking in sin, that you're walking in his righteousness, man, you got a whole lot of similarity now. You got the mind of Christ. There's a connection now. You're not admiring. You are part. You done tied knot with God now. Because you're in a relationship. It's stronger. It's almost like kinship. It's like blood. He done shed in his blood. You know, they used to have what they call covenant, and they would make blood covenant, and they shed their blood, which make them one. That's what we are now. This is the relationship. We have been bonded together. We're bearing the same thing Christ bears. We're dealing with some of the same thing Christ dealing with. So because of that reason, you see, you are recreated so that your body may become the house of God. That's how close you are now. That's how close you are now. We ain't never been that close. That we become the house of God. Remember in the old, you had to go to the building? You don't have to do that now. You are the house of God. Woo! Hallelujah.
All right now. Praise God, praise God.
Well, when you read 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, Pastor, thank you.
Okay, reading from the King James. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Amen.
Yeah. You got to see relationship like that.
Mm-hmm.
Before you were, I mean, you don't know this. You don't know you're the temple now. You don't know this. You don't have to go to church. You be the church. You don't know this. You don't know this. Then you don't have fellowship. You don't have relationship. All you got is a fellowship. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Big
Amen.
Difference. There's so much likeness now. There's so much likeness now that the Holy Ghost in us is God's spirit. You don't know this. You know your body is the temple, so the Holy Ghost can live in there. What's the difference between when the Holy Ghost lived in the holiness of holiness before Christ came? And remember, before he rent the temple from top to bottom, the Jeconah glory would live in the temple in a brick mortar behind some curtains. In of it, the Holy Spirit lived there. But once Christ came and he restored the friendship to the fellowship, to the relationship, he said, you know what? I'm going to send something back that's going to keep you. You ain't got to worry about going to a temple. You got to worry about being the temple. And you ain't got to worry about
All
that.
Right.
You just got to be it. And he said, you Amen. Are not your own now. That's the kind of ties we got. We're not our own now. And now, don't make me go to Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and I'll show you why. See, just like when you marry, the two become one. So your body is not yours, Pastor. It belongs to your husband.
Amen.
I don't care about you walking around here feeding it. I don't care about you walking around here bathing it. Putting perfume on it, cutting it, curling the hair. I get all of that. But that body belongs to your husband.
Yeah.
And likewise, your husband. That's not your best. You can go out there and play basketball with it. You can go out there and work on a car with it. You can do all those things. Matter of fact, you can go out there and get on the grill with it. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, that's pastor's body. See?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how it works with Christ, man. You're no longer your own. You've been bought with a price.
Mm-hmm.
You belong to the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
That ain't complicated.
Amen.
That's how much likeness it is. That's how much bonding you're doing now. That's how much connection you got now because you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
amen.
We're at the part now where anyone have anything they want to share, press 1, and we'll let you in, and we'll go from there. Hallelujah.
Thank God for the relationship with him. So, Pastor, reading Romans 326 from the message, but I was looking at Romans 3:3. Let's see, you had said Romans 3:26. I was going to read it from the Message Bible. But let me read that third. That third verse, and then I'll go to verse 26. Romans 3. Romans 3 and the third verse from the Message Bible.
Okay.
And it says, God didn't abandon them. Their faithlessness cancels out His faithfulness, not on your life. Depend on it. God keeps His word. Even when the world is lying through its teeth. Lord, have mercy. And then verse 26, Romans 3:26. They have finally taken care of the sins he has so patiently endured. This is not only clear, but it's now. This is current history. God set things right. He also makes it possible for us to live in his rightness. Amen.
Yeah, that's relationship. God did that.
Yes.
He did it all by himself.
Amen.
God
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? You have another scripture, Pastor.
I was looking at 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. From the Message Bible. And it reads, God-given and God-modeled love for becoming one with another, or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place, that the Holy Spirit, the sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit. So let me read that again, because I probably threw other people off. And God modeled love for becoming one with another, or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit? Don't you see that you can't live however you please, squandering what God paid such a high price for? The physical part of you is not some piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. God owns the whole works, so let people see God in and through your body. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So
there's a lot to
do. We got to get out there and worship.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You need to see who you're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
See, when you look at that from a relationship perspective, well, that, for those that might have missed it, that's 1 Corinthians 6 and 19:20. But in the King James, it said, "Know ye not? You don't know this, that, mm-hmm. that your body is the temple." I mean, you're one.
Yeah.
Who in a relationship and you don't want your neighbor to know who your boyfriend is or who your girlfriend or who your husband is? What kind of relationship is mm-hmm. that?
That's not a relationship.
So you get out there and you let people know you're not scared. As they say in Georgia, you're not scared. You're not scared. Let them know who you're in a relationship with. You know,
yeah.
I ain't telling you to go post it on Facebook. I ain't telling you to put it on social. But let folks know you're holding hands. Don't be ashamed. Let people know you're the mm-hmm. body of Christ.
Yeah, amen.
I go to this church. I go to that church. No, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're here.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Because I'm about to get crunk. I tell you, boy, I get tired of that devil. Got people believing them lies, man. We got to let people know we're with God all the way. We're not with no Baptist, Methodist, Seventh-day Adventist. They care. They want to parade on that instead of saying, hey, I'm the body of Christ, man. That's what you're looking at.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed to tell folks that. What are you ashamed of telling folks that? I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I tell people,
amen.
Christ is the head of my life, and I mean it, because I'm part of the body. He can't be the head unless you're part of the body. Just don't say it because the system have taught you to say that. Don't say it for those reasons.
Go ahead. Say that.
Of my life. You know, people, they'll say that, and they don't even know what they're saying. Talking about Christ is the head of my life. Well, if he's the head, you must be the body. Then say you're the body. Don't talk about what church you belong to. Talk about you're the body of Christ, see? That's all I'm
mm-hmm.
saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Be both of them. Got to be one or the other. See, that's how that works, see?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, we'll see you all Sunday for the review. If no more.